Hey, everyone. It is Friday, May 3rd. Happy May the 4th be with you, Eve, or not. What's up? It is the Midwest Super Pixel Pros. I'm Dale, joined alongside Paul. He's running production. He'll be right here in a second. And producer Katie may be joining us in progress, but we do have a very, very special guest joining us today in the studio. Please welcome back. We'll give her the old drumroll treatment. Off the Fort Sports Highway Show, you can find her every Thursday night on GFBS. The one, the only, Raven Carlson.
Hello.
Crowd applause.
Let's see if I can fail as much as I did trying to adjust your camera.
Oh. You know, I thought I had the cameras like good before, but I'm the worst, or they just play mind games on me sometimes, right? Raven, how goes it?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. How are you?
It's been a week. Not too bad. I'm just waiting, wishing for this rain. I love the rain. I think it's great. I actually think rain is awesome, but it needs to slow it down a little bit.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. I love rainy weather, gloomy weather, but then it has the counter effect of interfering with race car season here.
It should storm. We need one good storm.
Yeah. Love a storm. You know, actually, we had a day last week where I think the great days are gloomy days where it's just like a nice, not like a sprinkle or a drizzle, but like a nice, light, steady rain all day long.
Just the misting. Yeah.
And that actually happened last week. And I was like, all right, I'm all about this. I'm going to go for a nice long drive on a nice light rain. And it was fantastic.
There you go.
Heck yeah. So, gosh, we got a big, big show lined up today. Raven's going to tell us all about it. I always like picking her brains, getting her on here every couple of months. I'm like, hey, if you got a favorite game to revisit or old school favorite, I'm all about it. And you had a great idea for this week.
Yes. SXX Tricky.
Yeah. And you know, we've played original Xbox games on the show before through backwards compatibility on Xbox One and Xbox Series X, but we've never actually... You brought your original Xbox to the studio.
Yep, we're playing on my console today.
And I think...
Is that thing modded out?
No.
Gosh. Aww. Yeah.
My original one was. This is not the one I learned on, so...
Gosh, yeah, I think I know. I never did, but I knew a ton of people who modded their original Xboxes, get all the old school games programmed in or burnt copies of games. And
yep. Yeah, the one thing I actually really liked about this Xbox is when I was growing up, we can burn CDs into it.
Yeah.
So it was like one of the first, you know how like MP3 players, you could just download it on there. We can download songs onto this console.
The first Xbox was basically just a computer.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. And we got a fun discussion segment for later in the show about the original Xbox. It's all about just revisiting, all about what made the Xbox stand out, the PS2 and GameCube, and just our favorite games on it. I'm really looking forward to getting nostalgic about original Xbox and playing some SSX. But before we jump into things, we got to make sure to give a shout-out to our sponsor, River Cinema 15 and the Shire Bar and Grill. Make them your next dinner and a movie destination, especially on a night like a Friday night. You can either dine inside the movie memorabilia packed restaurant, the Shire, or take your meal attending... take your meal to the movie you're attending if you want to mix it up a little bit. Some of this week's featured attractions are Unsung Heroes, Challengers, The Fall Guy, Abigail, and hey, they're even doing special re-releases of movies. They're actually, Raven, you were talking about Shrek earlier. They're doing a special anniversary re-release this week of Shrek 2.
Oh, good. At least it's one of the good Shreks.
One of the good, before they got like into like the fourth and fifth ones. Yeah. But you can find the complete listings online, rivercinema15.com. Don't forget about the Tuesday $5 special on movies all day long and the $5.50 senior matinee special every Wednesday and Thursday. River Cinema has luxury recliners and expanded concessions that now serve adult beverages, and it is family-owned and operated. Raven, are you not hearing audio on your headphones? I think the plug may
just
have...
Just a little bit. I think I fixed it.
I can give you a little more.
I got you.
Give you a little
you
more.
You just got to blow it.
Give you a little more volume, too.
We're doing Xbox, not Nintendo.
Oh yeah. Original Nintendo. Blow the cartridges. You experienced that, too, Raven?
Yes, I got it. I got it. Thank you.
It worked, didn't it?
I have a horror story, actually. So the original Nintendo did me dirty. Okay? So every... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Everything with a prong or like, so you know how the silver is on the back of one of those games, right? So I somehow developed a habit of if it doesn't work and it looks like one of those like connections or something, I blow on it or blow into it to get all the dust off, and it usually works. All right. 2 weeks ago, I was hooking up my horse trailer. All right. The lights weren't working. So I'm like, oh, okay. I take it out. I don't know if you guys ever hooked up a trailer before.
Probably not a horse trailer, but smaller trailers.
Yeah. Well, the lighting connection, you know, whether it be the circle one or the four way or whatever, it's kind of the same thing. Okay. And it's dusty out of the stables or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I unplug it. It's their light's not working. I unplug it and I blow on it. Okay. But before I put it up to my mouth, something falls out of it. All right. And I'm just, oh, like, it's probably a piece of hay or whatever. All right. And I am currently blowing on it and I look down to something crawling.
Oh.
It was a pure white spider. I almost ate a pure white spider. It wasn't even a normal looking spider. It was just so creepy. Like, I almost ate a ghost spider because of Nintendo.
Good old Nintendo. That muscle memory building into you, those habits.
Sorry.
It almost got you to experience a new delicacy. You're like, no.
Maybe you could have got like powers like Spider Girl.
It was honestly the weirdest looking spider I've ever seen.
Oh,
I have never seen an all white spider. And it had like pinchers, like it looked like half spider, half scorpion. And I'm like, we don't have that in Grand Forks. Wow. What is that?
Wow. Oh my goodness.
It wasn't a barn spider or a daddy long leg. It was, I don't know what that spider is. It's all white. I've never seen an all white spider.
Special horse shed spider. They only exist in horse sheds, maybe. Wow. Holy moly.
So, Nintendo did me dirty.
Well, I think we all experienced that growing up with Nintendo blowing into cartridges. Even though they told you, do not blow into the cartridges, it makes them worse, not better, but that's how they seem to work.
Yeah, they're full of shit.
Yeah.
Or you got to, like, position it just perfectly where you just, like, click it in, just like. Yeah.
Or I had my special, it was kind of like almost like doing your own special ritual at like casino slot machines where pretending you had to press it down a certain amount of times before you lock it in to get it to work just right. No, if I pretend to push it down before locking it in 8 times, then the Nintendo will work always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. Great. Gosh. What a flashback. Oh, my goodness. Couple of random news items I looked up here. I always like to look up the latest video game news scenes from the last week, just kind of kick off the show. Random, nothing too major. Some fighting game news items for new characters and season passes. Akuma's coming to Street Fighter 6 on May 22nd for characters who own that DLC pass. For Tekken 8, their next DLC fighter will be Lydia Sobieski, DLC fighter number 2. That will be hitting this summer. And also Eddie Gordo, you know, we're talking about him on the last show with Chris when we were playing Tekken 8 on the last show. He's getting his own story mode as a DLC later this year. Fallout 4, this just hit as kind of getting, all the Fallout games are getting a ton of resurgence in popularity with the Amazon Prime show. They just released a new next-gen update that really bumps up the graphic fidelity and visuals of the game to like kind of current-gen standards, because the original Fallout 4 released, I want to say, like close to a decade ago. So,
is it going
to
be on VR?
It's pretty much, well, it is on Steam, so you could play the new upgraded visuals on Steam or Xbox, PS4, PS5. Yeah, so.
Yeah, quick hack too, if anybody's wondering. So even if you can't play the game on VR, you can still play it in VR if you put it through big screens and the big screens is
after
VR.
There, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so you basically just take whatever is on your desktop. And I think you have to go through Safari, though. I don't think you can use it on Chrome. But you mirror whatever is playing on your desktop in big screens in VR, so you can play the game like you're in a big movie theater.
Nice little workaround. Yep. Save some bucks. And then one last news item. It's interesting hearing how...
Don't do it for porn.
Oh.
We almost made it a full, like, 20 minutes into the show.
Got her.
We almost had it.
Gutter zone already.
So close, Paul.
Gosh. Paul, let's shoot for 20 minutes next time. No. Oh, Lord. But last thing here. Here's an interesting thing. Some tattoo artist was trying to sue a video game maker so they could get their tattoos. They get compensated for their tattoos being portrayed in games for sports athletes. They're like, hey, I do the tattoo work for these sports athletes. I want to get compensated because sports athletes are in video games and the video game makers want to make it real life. So they could get their tattoos in the game, too. And this tattoo artist, I think I had his name... Jimmy Hayden, he sued 2K to get his tattoos be compensated for his tattoo work.
Yeah. Wow, that's a smart guy.
But the judge ruled in the video game maker's favor, saying, "Hey, we got the rights with the league with the NBA to get their likenesses appeared in the game for how they appear in real life." So
not so smart a guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's actually a very clever idea, though, but. There's a pitfall, though, okay? So if you are going to do that, you have to compensate the hairstylist if you use one. A makeup artist on commercials, you have to compensate them. You have to compensate every single person that has actually contributed to the likeness of that character.
And if that one tattoo artist would all of a sudden win the lawsuit and get paid, then all the other tattoo artists for all the other players would have to... Yeah, it would... create a crazy slippery slope.
That would open quite the door, though, because it's not just tattoo artists. It's like...
The guy who created the logo on the basketball court.
No, God.
Yeah. Every single... it would be terrible.
Yeah, it could just... Like, no, we already pay a flat fee for the NBA to get all the rights to all the players, so we're good. We're good.
I mean, what if somebody walked onto the... Well, I guess it's in a video game, but, you know, if they... You know, let's just say somebody walked onto the court and they were wearing a shirt that said like "boss" or something. I mean, then boss can all of a sudden sue them. I don't know.
It could even go deeper though, because if we're gonna do everything, let's just say someone was a character. They always wore like a gold necklace or a gold chain, right? You can even go back to be like, that specific necklace was purchased by me. I want that endorsement. It would open such a crazy window.
Yeah. Well, for now, that window will remain shut. But a window I'm very looking forward to opening here is Raven's window into the world of SSX Tricky. So you brought the Xbox in, SSX Tricky. Why is this the game you chose for us to play this week?
Because this is my very first game on my very first console.
So original Xbox was the first one you like bought with your own money?
Nope, it was the first one I was introduced to.
Oh, okay. First time playing a video game system was the original Xbox.
Yeah. And thank you for making me feel old as shit.
Woo! Mm. Hey.
You're welcome.
It's just facts. Facts of life.
Yep. Nope. I actually ended up getting it as a gift from the person that like I used to play games with all the time on it because he outgrew it. You know, like he got like a GameCube or something. Yeah. So, yeah.
GameCube is awesome, by the way.
GameCube is awesome. But Raven was introduced into the world of gaming, and so this is just nostalgia all over the place. Yeah. So I know why don't we just switch it over? I know we kind of got it set up here, good to go here. So
GameCube even had a carrying handle.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a lunchbox.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Hey, it came in handy. It made it nice. Yeah.
I wonder if they ever even made a GameCube lunchbox.
Oh, You figure there's got to be some floating around there on eBay or I don't think there's no way of putting
I'm sure we can 3D print one.
I don't think it would be recommended to put a lunch handle GameCube equivalent on the original Xbox. Would that with how?
No, good. It's a cinder block.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the GameCube is like a pound and a half, and the Xbox is 8 pounds. So it's girthy. But so we got SSX Tricky all booted up, ready to go here. Paul, if we want to switch over to it here, I got us a little game volume. So Raven, what mode will we be playing to start off with?
It's called Show Off. It's you have to do so many tricks, and every trick is worth a certain amount of points. All the points are added up to, at the end. So, gosh, you have to get so many, and then you can get bronze, silver, and gold medals. Like you see here, all the points are on the side here, so I have to get 100,000 points to make bronze and so on and so forth.
All right. Well, I think, yeah, looks like, and you got like a few couple minute heats or so to get like the best score or something like that?
Nope, with show off, it's, you only get one race.
Just one run. Okay, yeah. Just one run. Okay,
yeah, with
gotcha.
Races, it's three heats.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was doing some SSX3 yesterday. I don't have Tricky yet, but I have three on original Xbox. I was playing that on backwards compatibility to prep, and so I'm probably getting some of those modes mixed up a little bit. So, Raven's going to take it away. We're going to see how much she can show off in World Circuit Show-Off mode. Here we go. All right, there's a countdown. And what's the name of the character here? Is this your go-to?
Yep, this is Zoe. She is my main until she does that. Jeez.
And you know, I remember playing, I used to play a ton of SSX Tricky in my original apartment. Me and my old roommate, we played the crap out of this game. And with a couple of our neighbors too, they'd come over. We'd do all-nighters with this game. It was just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of being cautious a little bit because you see, you got that meter, the Tricky meter. I don't know if you want to explain that.
So the Tricky meter is you have to, or every time you do a trick, you get a boost. Sorry.
Oh, it's all good. You're good.
You get a boost. You get so many until you can do a major trick, but your boost meter has to be full.
Look at that.
To do these certain tricks.
In SSX3, I was playing the other day, they called them Uber tricks, but here there's called, like, maxed out meter.
Uber tricks.
Oh, they are here in Uber tricks and Tricky also, but it's like your main, this is the Tony Hawk era. It's like Tony Hawk, you know, you max out your meter and you can do the most radical, just bombastic type of tricks out there.
Bombastic, yes, love that.
Well, I was on SSX3 the other day, some of the ones I was doing for the Uber tricks, it was like the character would like do this blitz in midair and like all of a sudden just shove the snowboard right in between their legs and just all kinds of crazy over the top maneuvers.
Oh yeah, this is one of my favorite, no it is my favorite course actually, it's Tokyo Megaplex. It's like a giant pinball machine with all the rails and big air things.
This is totally up my alley. I love me some pinball. And you know, this is actually, I got this HDMI adapter to make sure the original Xbox would be compatible with our streaming software here, and yeah, it's actually, it's translating really well. These graphics haven't aged, you know, for being a 20-some-year-old game, they haven't aged that bad. They still look pretty sharp.
Yeah, this isn't bad at all. Well, it'd be nice if they did update it, but you said they did update it, so maybe the new one's better.
Yeah, well, yeah, there was an SSX that released in, I'll say it was like 2012, 2013 for 360 and PS3. So you did get that next-gen version of SSX where, yeah, the expected bump up in, that was the HD era, so you definitely had a noticeable bump up in visuals.
Oh, yes.
And the SSX, it, you know, it started off.
Oh, no, I hate this.
What do you got going on here? You kind of went off course a little, or?
Yeah. It's one of those courses where if you get off a little bit, it's not going to end well.
I know when I was playing SSX3 the other day, they had these collectible snowflakes. You can kind of veer off course a little bit and find all kinds of crazy collectibles. Is that kind of similar for Tricky?
Not with this one. I mean, there are snowflakes, but it's more of like times two, times three.
Score bonus type things?
Yep. So since I'm not really going for gold, I already won gold on this. I'm not doing like good.
Hey, you just did a pretty wicked trick there. Big air bonus.
Oh, yes.
And this was released, this is the original SSX. That was the very first EA Sports game that got the billing of EA Sports Big. That was like their arcade sports lineup. And that was a kind of a big deal for them for like several years. You ever played any other EA Sports Big titles?
I don't think I have, actually.
I played several. For a while, they had their equivalent of NBA Jam and NBA Blitz was, have either of you ever played NBA Street or NFL Street? They had a few of both of those.
Yep. I don't think I have, actually.
Yeah, those were pretty fun arcade. Like, their version of, like, I think, like, five-on-five football, or I think it was three-on-three basketball.
Yeah, three-on-three.
Yeah, those over-the-top dunks and just, like, tackles. Yeah, those were fun for their day. And they did a few other various games, too. The Def Jam Vendetta, we could wrestle as rap artists. That was the EA Sports Big lineup. I loved that game. and I totally like, gosh, you can link some crazy moves together.
How long do you go for on this?
It's three laps.
Three laps. Now,
so the map is that itty bitty thing in the corner there, on the left side.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, love that. So when you'll actually see that it's a lap or finish. So this is lap.
Oh yeah, I see it coming up there.
So this should actually be my final lap.
Final lap. So what are some of your favorite type of tricks, or what's your strategy here when you go into show-off mode here? You got a certain plan of attack?
No. Well, some rails you have to get on. Like, I should have got on that rail, but I did not.
Hey, it's all good. Well, you got a lot of room. You got a lot of airspace to work with here.
Yeah, but it's hard to get up in the air.
It looks like you got kind of launchers to launch you up there at various points in the track.
And sometimes you... have to pass a certain checkpoint.
Oh, okay. Kind of like
and
a race.
I didn't make it.
Hey,
yeah.
This is your first time playing this in many years, right?
Yeah.
I think you were talking before the show. You're like, I'm pretty sure SSX Tricky is still in the Xbox, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So we made bronze. Woohoo.
Hey, heck yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, my current medal is better than this medal.
Hey, not bad. Yeah, you got to shake off a little bit of that rust, right?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Paul, you want to give it a shot here?
Yeah. Can we do a different track, though, so we're not looking at the same thing?
Okay, do you want to do a different character?
Sure.
Can you do a two-player show-off?
No, let's stick to one. Otherwise, it gets too small. I mean, because people are going to be looking at it on their phone.
Oh, true. All right.
So we're going to have to switch seats, though, because there's cords.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yep.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that cord only goes so far, right? Okay, yeah, there we go, swaparoo. Chair swap. Okay, there we go, new player set. You know, the cool thing I remember about SSX Tricky is that the characters in here had celebrity voices.
I think
Eddie was voiced by David Arquette, I want to say.
Huh.
And I think there's a couple other characters in here that had celebrity voices. All right. Paul is ready to rock here. Did you play a lot of SSX Tricky, or is it another game in the series?
Okay. Well, what am I doing here?
D-pad to select, maybe?
I can't do anything.
You press B. B. Okay, now you can go pick one.
Left and right. So what are Raven's recommended characters?
I want to see what he picks, honestly.
Okay, keep it a little mystery. Brody.
I could have picked that one, yeah. Or I could have saw that coming.
So, Raven, I know you said you got a lot of time in this game save. Does everything look the same? A lot of your unlocks and all that from what you recall?
Whoa. Go back. You're not Ray. You can put your own name.
You cannot tarnish Raven's records?
No, you cannot tarnish my name, sir.
Oh, I love it.
Do I need to worry about picking a track or anything here? Or?
Yeah, it'll eventually get to it. You can change the outfit in the board, but...
No, that's fine. I'm good.
Yeah, just click continue then, because I don't think I have any of his stuff unlocked. I might. Do you want to do a race or do you want to do a show off like I was doing?
Oh, I was going to do what you were doing.
Okay, well then show off. Oh, never mind. I did do his stuff. So Garibaldi is the easiest, and that is a great beginner course. Snowdream.
No, I'm going to the Alps.
Don't like. Yeah.
Paul's going all out.
Elysium Alps.
What are the buttons?
I'm going to pick the hardest course. Okay, what are the controls?
So. You saw a lot of, like, the board turning I was doing. That's just the D-pad.
Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out.
Oh, gosh.
How do you do it? Okay, don't tell me. You're going to want to get on that rail.
Paul, I think it's a lot like Tony Hawk, too, also. So, when I was playing yesterday, I was just thinking Tony Hawk controls. Like, A to jump, right, Raven?
A to jump, yep.
Like, and then was it Y button to do your grinds on various rails and whatnot?
Nope, you don't need, all you have to do is line yourself up for it, and if you get it, you get it, you don't need
It's just kind of auto grinds?
Yep.
Good deal.
So Y is one of the grabs, though. So both of your triggers are the grabs. Then Y is your center grab. You have to have air for a grab, though.
Oh, so yeah, you kind of jump up in the air and then you do a trick in the air. Yeah,
yep.
I gotcha.
I'll get her.
And I thought it was cool. You build up that tricky meter to the side. I know when it maxes out, it plays a certain jingle.
Yep. Yes, it does.
The classic Run DMC jingle. And I'm just having flashbacks of playing that in my old apartment.
This thing is, like, really sensitive as far as...
It's not.
Turning.
Raven, would you recommend for steering with the thumbstick or the D-pad?
Thumbstick. You can only steer with the thumbstick.
Oh, only thumbstick. I always find myself...
Okay, go up. Just go straight. Y. There you go.
Hey. Yep.
Okay, then you have to finish the trick before you hit the ground.
This isn't the same game that I was thinking of, I don't think.
Uh-oh.
That I used to play.
Clearly.
What's the other snowboarding game?
This is the snowboarding game.
What an insult.
This is the game.
I know there's been other snowboarding games over the years. Sean White had a snowboarding game on 360 and PS3. There are a few others, but I know this is kind of like the go-to snowboarding franchise over the years.
Do the triggers do anything?
Yes, they're grabs.
I thought you said Y was grab.
Y is the center grab. There are three grabs.
You got this, Paul.
So, like, each trigger, it's a left and right grab. It depends where you grab it on the board.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Okay, well, so, left, you grab left board. Right, you grab right board. And then you grab the
So, how do
front.
I get on the rail?
Line yourself up for it. There.
Just auto grind.
It auto grinds, yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What I do when I get on the rail, though, the first thing I do is press on the D-pad because it's hard to stay on a rail if you're, like, going forward. Usually
there we go.
You
Check
want
this out.
Grind.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh, I missed it.
Can you do tricks while on a rail?
No, I don't think so.
I'm just trying to think. Correlate it to my old Tony Hawk rail tricks here for grind tricks. Like you'd press like
snow.
You press like a little left, right, or something before hopping on a rail, and you'd do like a little fancy one or something.
Okay.
Because that's
I missed it.
That's what you got to do the tricky moves, right? You get some air once you build up the meter, and then you press like left, right, B, or right and B, or something like that.
Yep. All the Uber tricks are usually a combination of a trigger.
Okay, so L or R and a button?
Yep.
Okay, good deal.
Come on, get on it.
You got this, Paul.
Yay, y'all. If you weren't grabbing, you would have made that.
Yeah. Original SSX was only on PS2 as a launch title. This came out a year later on PS2. Did huge at the time, and it was like a greatest hits game.
This is frustrating.
I think it might be operator error.
Yep, operator error.
You know what? I want to put this in the mix for the game that we decide the next title on.
Oh, the next title match.
Yeah, because I think everyone can play this game.
I'll have to see.
Except for Paul.
I'll have to see. Well, the current champ, we had a title change on the last episode. I don't know if you caught the last episode.
Give me.
Briefly.
Give me one day with this and I will kick your ass.
Bet.
Paul's laying down the gauntlet. Laying it down. But now, yeah, a shout out to Chris. He won the title on the last episode in our Tekken 8 tournament. Yeah. Oh, gosh. My second title reign was short, but I will relish it. Chris is now a two-time Ultimate Pixel Pro champion. I'll throw it out there to Chris, SSX Tricky, for the belt next time. See what he thinks. That's kind of always champion picks. So.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That was a checkpoint right there.
Nope.
You still didn't cross it.
Fail. Oh, man. Well, maybe I'll get on here next, but I think we're kind of due for our next segments here. So we'll take a little breather. Maybe we'll pause it here on the character select screen or so. But All right. So, do I just do next event, Raven, to kind of get out of this, or?
Yep.
What do you need me to get?
Oh, one sec. Here.
You could either do. Let's do character setup because it won't be music.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Set up character.
Paul, I'm honestly surprised you sucked that bad.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'd probably do a lot better in race mode.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. Right here is good, Raven, or?
Yeah.
All right. Right, I should be able to leave it right here. All right. Good deal. All right. Yeah, we could probably do main talk here.
Woo.
Boom. All right. We are back. All right. So, Raven, I got to ask, you were recently on the slopes. I think you said it was like your first major slope excursion here in about a month or two back?
Yep.
So did this kind of ring home differently now, playing this, like now that you've had a big time slope experience?
Yes.
It was skiing or snowboarding you were doing?
Yep. I was doing skiing. Sorry, coworker.
Oh, coworker. You got some fans out there.
Yep. Oh, first, yeah, fans. Anyway, no, so when I was a kid playing this, I didn't realize how unrealistic it was, per se.
This is how it really is.
Yeah, okay. There's no way this actually, there's no way.
Were you tempted when you were skiing to do, like, some sick tricks in the air?
No. No. Nope, just staying alive. Not tricky.
It was probably going through your mind, though, right?
No, I was staying alive.
So have you snowboarded?
I have not.
Oh.
So how did
Why not?
Because the person teaching me was a skier and not a snowboarder. Yeah.
So he's a pussy?
Wow.
You can't even play a game. Shush up.
I'm just kidding. I hate skiing because, like, if you fall, all of a sudden you're trying to, like, chase your ski all the way down the mountain because it comes off your foot. Snowboard? You're just going to break your leg.
I don't know if I would choose that ladder or not.
Sage words of wisdom, Mr. Paul. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. Well, we'll have more SSX Tricky to come in the back half of the show here. But speaking of other sports, besides in the slopes, we like to hit the virtual links here. Like we do from our friends here, after we hear some words from Albatross Indoor Golf Club.
Yeah, hold on, I gotta find it.
Maybe. Oh.
Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone and all ages are welcome too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around.
All right, we are back. Shout out to Albatross Indoor Golf Club. Next up here is our discussion segment of the show. We kind of teased it at the top of the show. Since Raven, you brought in the original Xbox, Let's talk original Xbox here. Paul, I got a little picture that maybe might inspire some memories here for you. So I don't know if you scroll down a little bit. There you go. That one. Un-eyeball that one. Boom. There you go. Look at that background image. So does this ring a bell? Anything? You see some of the trademark characters there. The first thing that stood out, I don't know if you remember, there. So these are the current, or these are the controllers people most associate the original Xbox with, but I don't know if people, I guess this is kind of translucent a little bit through it, but the Xbox controller S, but people may not remember the first year of the Xbox, that controller right here, a lot of people called it the Duke, because it was just as mammoth as the original Xbox itself. Do either of you remember the original Xbox controller, how it was like, what, double the size?
Oh yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, that thing, every now and again, you know, there is a small contingent of people that actually a Dort for people that have big hands. Because they're like, finally, a controller for me.
But, yeah, I had a guy that I would play in college. He was next to me in the dorms, black dude that played basketball. And, I mean, he had, you know, catcher's mitts for hands, and he loved it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so for that small contingent of people, they were fans. And there was actually a little bit of an outcry. My, a third party actually reissued the original Xbox controller for, I think it was the Xbox One. And I think you can still find them online and order them because they're backwards compatible with the Xbox Series S and X. But Raven, you're the guest. You brought in the original Xbox. You said it was your very first system that introduced you to gaming. What were some of your other standout memories of the original Xbox?
I don't know. It was very, my, like I said, you can download CDs on it. So
I love that feature.
Yep. No, like nothing had that. And it was the very first of its kind. And like it came out before like iPods.
I want to say like right around the same time. Right around like the very first iPods.
So yeah. I remember little Raven getting so excited that I had my library card, and you can rent, or you could have rented,
you can
CDs
still rent
at
CDs
the library. Yeah. So here's, can I rent 10 CDs? And I'd run home so excited, and I would spend hours
ripping
downloading
them.
Music, ripping the things open. I had
loading it up
the craziest playlist. I had at least 100 CDs.
Gosh, yeah, I definitely did that a lot. I mean, besides having a ton of songs available right there on your Xbox just to listen to, do you know the other cool feature you could use for the Xbox that would also went hand in hand with that, ripping the songs from CDs onto your Xbox?
No.
On the back of an Xbox game, if it said, I think I probably got one I can use as an example. Maybe this one. No, well, the option is grayed out. Custom soundtracks. Usually a lot of racing games or like even a lot of extreme sports games like Tony Hawk's. You could use those playlists that you ripped on your Xbox as the background music for a game.
I didn't know that.
It was so awesome. Me and my buddies played so much Tony Hawk, all the Tony Hawk
you
games.
You can do it with SSX.
You probably do it with SSX.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you could play like Blink 182 or something. Yeah,
whatever you
background.
Ripped on your system as the background music.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's not every game supported it, but most games did.
Really? That was a thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Customs.
I feel like I was just robbed of my childhood.
So, like, if you go to, just go to the audio options of any game, just look, like, there'll probably be an option saying soundtrack, you know, be all the songs included with the game, then there should be another option that said, like, you know, soundtrack from your hard drive or the name of your soundtracks. I did that with all the Tony Hawk games, and even some games got a little creative. A lot of racing games supported it, like the Burnout games. And
do you still have your audio on that?
No, it's not the same Xbox I had, but I'm going to the library.
Raven's going to the library. Check out some CDs.
We can look in the settings next time we pop that thing in and see.
Yeah. But no, and then some games like, what, NFL 2K Football, you could actually queue up certain parts of certain songs to queue up when you make a first down or a touchdown and stuff like that. You can get really creative with it. It was so much fun.
Wow.
So what are some of your other favorite Xbox memories? Other favorite games, perhaps?
I would have to say my second favorite would be Aragorn, based off the movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
It's a fantasy movie, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Dragon.
I think I saw it spin all forever, though. Yeah.
Yep.
That was supposed to be a trilogy that flopped.
I don't know why it freaking flopped. That movie was great, and now we have every single classic Disney movie just getting remade with different graphics.
John Malkovich. He was like the main dragon bad guy.
Gosh, it's
like if they. Okay. I am mad they didn't continue with that series.
It was supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah. Why did. Also, Percy Jackson, why'd you quit at two? And two was bullshit.
Okay? That's why they quit at two.
Two was bullshit. Because, no, you cannot change a character's entire frame of mind in the second movie, because Annabeth, daughter of Athena, was a warrior freaking princess, okay? In the first one, she didn't give no fucks. And in the second one, she was Percy's little boo thing or whatever.
There was the other one too, where it had the polar bear.
Do that. Can't do that.
What was the other one? That movie that had the polar bear that were warriors, like
Golden Compass.
Yeah, the Golden Compass. Yep. Yeah, that one. That one flopped too.
Okay. Well,
I remember hearing of the Golden Compass.
I didn't even see that movie. I just knew Golden Polar Bear.
They did two Aragon movies, but not a third.
No, they only did one.
They just did one.
Okay, gotcha.
Percy Jackson was two, but in between, I don't know if they had different writers or what happened, because Annabeth was a badass in the first one, and she was like every other single dramatic chick flick drama girl in the second one. Like, they completely switched her personality.
There's the one with the closet, too.
That's Narnia. And that was a wardrobe.
They all non Lord of the Rings fantasy movies from that decade, they all kind of blend together, right?
Yeah, it was the decade of Harry Potter and all that crap.
Raven. I feel like such a movie nerd because I know so much. I could talk for hours about
it. I watched the Lord of the Rings movies a few times, but the other ones I saw Aragon once, and maybe a few of the others I might have saw once, but like that was not my go-to genre, though. It sounds like that was your go-to genre.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings,
wasn't that a big one on the Xbox?
Yeah, there was a bunch of Lord of the Rings games on Xbox. Two Towers and Return of the King were amazing, like hack and slashers.
Sucked. Okay.
Oh, you didn't like them?
No, the video games sucked.
There was a couple There was a couple on the Xbox that were duds, like the Fellowship of the Ring. That was.
Oh God! Yeah, I hate that one.
That was terrible. And that was based off the books, not the movies. Then there was one called the Third Age. I was like their version of a Final Fantasy with Lord of the Rings characters.
Yeah, honestly, I was completely lost, so I didn't read the books until like after I played the game. And you have to read the books in order to play the game. Like, if you just see the movies, you cannot play the games because you won't know what to do. Games? Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, on the original Xbox, like, I was completely lost all the time.
I've only dabbled in playing a couple. I just remember Two Towers being able to just kind of hack and slash. And just kind of, I'm like, all right, this is good. It's kind of like movies, hack and slashing with Orlando Bloom. And let's do it.
See, I only thought the Xbox played Halo.
Oh, gosh. Paul, I was going to say, your Xbox memories, that was your go-to game? Halo?
Oh, yeah. That's all we played. Yeah. That's all anybody played.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that was my first
game. I think they might as well have just called it the Halo box.
Yeah. Well, that was definitely its big blockbuster, so yeah, broad visual aid, Halo 2, that game. Well, the original Halo launched with the Xbox. It was kind of like its killer app. And what was your... Well, not only was like the main story campaign like amazing, but so was the multiplayer.
Yeah, and it was, I think, the first one where you could have, like, multiple boxes. Like, so we'd go to, like, parties, and you'd have, like, an Xbox in, like, four different rooms.
Yep.
And everybody would all be playing, because, like, online wasn't really a thing, but you could have, like, a network. So you'd have, like, people in a building, and they would all be connected, so they could have, like, this big online, a hub tournament, not an online tournament. And then once it went online, then that just, I mean, that was the game changer.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think that that was actually a thing, though, because that was the best thing. That's what everyone did.
You would have like, four people in a room in four rooms.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've been there, too.
We're all going to Jimmy's after school.
Everyone,
all of us.
And, you know, this was just like a few years before HDTVs take off. So everyone, I did it, too, would lug their huge, heavy-ass SDTVs over. Who knows someone that has a minivan or a truck? All right, someone stay in the back to make sure the TV doesn't fall over. You'd lug those big ass TVs over, and you'd hook up, order pizza, go to town. Thank goodness Xbox Live happened a little over a year later.
Don't look at anybody else's screen, or otherwise that's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's crazy to think though that Japan and like China. They actually made internet cafes with the networking things. Like, there are places over there that it's an actual culture. Like, that's crazy to think that that's still a thing.
Paul, other favorite games on Xbox for you?
I can't think of any other ones. Well,
I got some samples there. I brought Visual Aids. Any of these guys ring a bell?
Okay. This sucked.
Paul did not like Mortal Kombat on original Xbox?
Oh, my God.
I loved it.
It's awful.
What? Oh, no way.
Oh, my God.
Deadly Alliance and Armageddon is great. Don't know what you're talking about.
Crazy Taxi. That was an arcade game. That doesn't count.
Oh, it's... No, the third one is Xbox exclusive.
How do they not count?
This has Insane Clown Posse on it, so that's already...
What? Backyard Wrestling is fun on the Xbox. No. Great fun fighter
brawler.
It has
ICP on it. It's out.
Oh, no. It's, no.
Fable is amazing.
This was actually
a cool idea because it could either be good or bad.
Yeah, you could play. Yeah, your choices actually influenced how your character looked. Like if you do evil decisions, your character would grow horns and look all like goth. But or you could be the traditional hero.
This one looks familiar, but I don't remember playing it.
Yeah, it's a first-person shooter. Just kind of blow stuff up.
Dark Alliance also.
One and two. These are great. Yeah, these were awesome. Play through these great co-op, just kind of hack and slashers, medieval fantasy era.
This has got some weight to it. What is this, like the aluminum version?
It was like one of the first games I did like this, like the steel case books, and then it kind of influenced a bunch of other games to follow suit. Yeah. But, yeah, then Morrowind got that. This is like...
That one was like, I never got into that. Oh, Elder Scrolls. Yep, yeah, Elder Scrolls. That's like one that you can just spend like
your entire life
into, right?
Yes, Raven, any of these guys jog your memory a little bit?
I think I did play a bit of Elder Scrolls, but the others, not really. Nope. I had my own certain set. Like, I was Sims Herbs. Like, I was into that, the original Sims. SSX, Aragon, Shrek Super Slam. We were talking a little bit about that before we ended up going live, but... Shrek Super Slam is still great. Still a good one.
Well, another thing I associate our original Xbox for is, Japanese RPGs are still a big deal now, but like before the original Xbox, like it was pretty much the only kind of RPGs that were really out there on game consoles. You know, your Final Fantasies, your Dragon Quest, your Dragon Warriors, so many others. Original Xbox, Western RPGs made in North America started to, and European RPGs really started to take off. That's how you got your Elder Scrolls Morrowind. It was a little rough around the edges, a little bit on the buggy side, because mostly it was meant to be a PC game, but if it wasn't for that, that's what led to Oblivion taking off on the 360 and PS3, and then even more so with Skyrim on more modern systems.
Red Dead Redemption, wasn't that an Xbox One?
It was.
The original Red Dead Revolver was what it was called on Xbox. Right. Yeah, that was, and that wasn't really an open world. It was more like a straight, more of a
storyline,
linear storyline based game.
But it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And Gun, that was actually an open world game. That was a lot of fun. That kind of laid the foundation for what Red Dead Redemption became. That was a favorite of yours?
Yeah, I played it off and on for a little bit. I don't know. I can't really say it was my favorite, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I really liked it. The Red Dead Redemption came out a few years later. It kind of blew it out of the water. But Gun was so awesome. Just roaming around on a horse and like gunplay while on a horseback and just kind of going around searching for collectibles.
I brought it up before to you, too. The one where you're a ninja.
Ninja Gaiden? Those are huge on
Xbox. No, not Ninja Gaiden. It's the one where you have to sneak around and sneak up.
Oh, Tenchu.
Yeah, Tenchu. Yep, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and... So you kind of brought up a little earlier Xbox Live. It kind of came out about a year into the Xbox's life cycle. It kind of introduced online play and made it way more accessible than prior efforts on video game consoles. Like it kind of had little... Dreamcast had online play, but it didn't really... It kind of had some success, but not big success. You even saw small experimental online play on like Super Nintendo and Genesis, but... I think Xbox was the first time you really saw mainstream success for online play on video game consoles. Did either of you get a chance to really do a lot of it?
Wasn't one of the big breakthroughs on Xbox 2 one where you can free roaming, beat people up in the streets and steal cars?
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto, wasn't that?
Vice City? In San Andreas.
They were on the Xbox, weren't they?
Yeah. Yes. I think they were more associated as PS2 games. They came out first on PS2, but they also came out on Xbox. Those were monumental games.
Yeah. San Andreas on the actual Xbox was insane. I remember hours upon hours.
Mess around in a jetpack?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Get your character all buffed out on the weight machines?
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. You go to some big bicycle cop chases, right?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And each Grand Theft Auto game kept getting bigger and better. I think San Andreas had like farmland separating like three towns. It was that huge. It was like a whole state, I want to say.
Yep. I remember stealing tractors.
Yeah. And then... You can't talk about Grand Theft Auto games without just going around and messing around and just seeing how long you can last in a cop chase, right?
Of course.
And enter the cheat code to unlock the tank. Just go on a just big old ruckus. Oh my goodness.
My gosh. So another game that we were talking about before the show started was Arctic Thunder.
Yes.
I am ordering that because I really, really like that game. It was an arcade game too. And I actually remember going to like my hometown mall and they had an actual arcade and I played it there. And then I went and I played it at home for like a summer.
See, for me, it loses its effect if you're not playing it in the arcade and you don't have, you know, the shaking of the machine and, like you said, the wind blowing on you and all that kind of stuff. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, all right, this is kind of like lame, crazy taxi.
Well, some of them are still pretty good. If they could get the graphics and the feel for the controls and all that right, that counts.
Yeah.
So I got one last Xbox memory to share. So Xbox Live, their online play. Did you guys play a lot of online play on original Xbox, Xbox Live?
Never.
No.
I was a nerd for it. I was totally all about it because, you know, that was when broadband first really started to get popular and take off, and Xbox supported only broadband online play, so it was like super fast. It was like anything before that was like just old school dial-up phone internet play, so this kind of set a whole new level. And so a lot of Halo 2 online, a ton of that, a lot of fighting games. So they kind of did this special thing called a beta for a few months. So you had to go to their website to sign up for it, and you got a beta test. So only a few months, just a select, maybe like several, I don't know, it was a decent amount of people, but it wasn't available for the public yet. You only got it if you signed up for it. And they just wanted to test to make sure how well the online play can handle. Make sure, so by the time it was officially available, that you had smooth online play for everyone.
Yeah.
So that was cool, being able to test online play for a few months, and just kind of, I think, yeah, Revolt, NFL 2K3, NFL Fever 2003, a few other random sports games, testing that out. And they kind of gave everyone like a nice little thank you gift for all the beta testers at the end. And I got a dumb visual aid for you here. This is what they sent. A t-shirt. So, beta tester 2002. I did not like what they put on the front of the shirt, though.
No, turn it around. You can't say that not show me.
It kind of goes hand in hand with that the big Duke controller. So, I've got great hands. And you know what? Being a nerd, I would probably wear this shirt every once in a while. And I was with a buddy hanging out, and he's like, oh, hey, let's go for a drive. Let's go driving around. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, let's go over here. I'm like, wait, why are we going over here? Oh, we're meeting some girls. I'm like, what? Blind date? I am not wearing this shirt to a blind date. So, but that ended up happening. It was a very, very awkward blind date. Yeah. So, yeah, do not wear this shirt to that. That was probably the last time I wore that shirt. So,
I'm wondering if that lady out there is Natasha, the one that wanted to have a meeting with me.
Uh-oh. Paul, you need to step out for a sec, or?
Yeah, let me ask.
All right, that's all right. Raven and I will keep rolling here.
It's fine.
But, no, yeah, so, yeah. I was digging through my closet yesterday. I was like, I think I still got this shirt. Yep, sure do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But, yeah, fun times, but, yeah, so, yeah. Any last thoughts on original Xbox before we get rolling here again?
Well, one day, maybe I'll get Arctic Thunder. I'll bring that on the show. Or Aragon,
yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, part two for gaming. So, I think we're going to do one last SSX tricky session here. So, Paul, I'm ready when you are if you want to switch it over here.
All right. Have at her, Dale.
Oops. Okay, I'll give it a shot. Boom.
I'll let you guys.
You can't be worse than Paul. It's fine.
Can't be worse than Paul. Well, I was able to... all right, continue character setup. So, do I just do B back here then? Or?
Yeah, if you don't want to play as Brody.
I'll just continue, bro. For the sake of time, I'll just keep on going
all
here.
Right.
So continue.
Yep.
And I'll probably I'll do the newbie mountain just for give me a little make sure I'm not bopping all over the place.
Yep. So race and tricks.
Okay. Or maybe I'll do a race. We haven't done a race here, right? Maybe we could show off a race.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Which one would you recommend? What's
the
a good track?
The easiest is Garibaldi.
Garibaldi. Okay. Newbie track. Here we go. All right. Did you do races or show-off modes more?
Show-off modes, but I did races first. Like, I always made sure to get all the races out of the way And then I went to show off mode.
So was there a lot to unlock on this way back when? Like all kinds of borders and like outfits and stuff?
There's a decent amount. My girl, Zoe, like I still have not maxed her out because I'm just stuck on the trick chapter. Because there is a lot of tricks. And you have to do every single trick in order to actually max out their stats. And I'm stuck on this one trick, and I just can't get it.
So if you do, like, air tricks, your air skill would go up?
Yes.
Or could you, like, assign points to for how you
yeah,
want
you
to
assign,
go up?
You assign points.
Okay, that makes it a little nicer there. Is there punch buttons in this? SX3, you could punch.
Yeah, player. It's the other joystick.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, it's the right joystick.
Let's deck them out. Yeah. Nope, they decked me out instead. All right.
Yep, so you're going to press A right like before you hit a jump to get more air.
Oops. So grab trick is what button again?
It could be either trigger or Y.
Okay, gotcha. Ooh, I knocked a guy out. All right, I'll take it.
Woohoo! And when you knock a guy out, your trick meter max out.
Trick? Do you Uber trick in here? Is he say trigger?
No. You have to have air for an Uber trick.
Air for Uber trick. Okay.
Yep, because they're like detailed tricks, and each player has a different Uber trick, or several, actually.
Oh, I think you both took each other out. Oh, fail.
Yep, one of the hardest things I had to learn is actually letting go of the trick in time to not hit the ground.
It's a little deceptive. I was thinking, like, oh, I got this looks like a big ramp. I got, like, a lot of air I'm due for here, but nope.
No. You get air, like, on stuff like this a little bit, but there's always certain points in the map where you're just, they set you up for more air.
Oh, gosh. I thought I...
It's just difficult. It's a timing thing.
Yeah, that was just, like, a little... SSX3, when I was playing that, they had some huge... I imagine the later courses in here, you get some huge air. Oh, wow.
Yep. So you also have to press A on the smaller ones in order to just kind of get it.
There we go.
You did the same trick over and over again. It's less points.
Oh, no.
Go straight.
Just go straight.
Don't
here?
Turn. Go straight. There. Hey. You went from like 6 to 2nd. First.
Oh, hell yeah.
And there are, if you know the courses, there are shortcuts. You can still beat him, but you can't wipe out anymore.
Oh, no.
So tricks are almost not worth it.
Not worth the risk.
No, you took thick snow.
Oh no, slower snow.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, ooh, yeah, go.
Oh wait, he got hung up on the.
Yep.
Oh, yep. He got hung up on the pole. Suck it.
Ooh, you made an enemy.
Oh gosh, so there's like a rivalry system in this then?
There is.
Oh gosh. So the little trash talk after the race there, and oh my gosh, I will take it. Heck yeah. All right, Raven, I'm sure you want to show us how it's done on probably on one of your favorite tracks, huh?
Sure.
Heck yeah. Show us how the pros do it.
Oh my gosh, I'm not a pro. Oh, so you could either do next heat, but we're not going to do that because I've already won gold on it.
So the game, all these years later, still has your saves for which tracks or peaks or mountain peaks that you got gold on and all your unlocks. That's killer. Were you thinking there might have been a chance that the save may have been corrupt or not working all these years later?
No, the Xbox has always been trusty.
It's been good to you.
Yeah, it's always been trusty. I don't think Xbox has actually ever failed me.
Gosh. Do you have a pretty good Xbox collection, a lot of games?
No, not really. I did a while, like when I was a kid, I did. But yeah.
Downsized a bit, did some trades.
Yeah, I actually really liked, because when I was, when I was young, there's all these characters and all of them have a backstory and all of them have their own enemies and their own friends, like Kaori. Mm-hmm. She is enemies with Simon because they're polar opposites. So it's kind of just like this big scary guy and this itty bitty tiny Asian girl, you know, like there's so many. And then there's just Mac, Moby, Zoe, JP, Luther, which is kind of the redneck, Sia, Disco Queen, Marisol, Elise, Eddie, there's
Eddie
just
was
a
the
lot.
One that David Arquette voiced. Yes. Did you find yourself getting involved in their backstories, or they're just kind of how we saw like that cutscene there where they're trash talking?
Oh, of course. Of course.
Wait, who's this PK fella?
yeah, I'm not going to play with him. Do. Nope, it's not what I was trying to do.
I'm trying to think of other... Paul's mentioning other snowboard games or skiing games over the years. I'm trying to think of other ones. Like I said, there was that Shaun White snowboarding on 360 and PS3, but I'm sure there was others too, like smaller games, downloadable games. But SSX just comes to mind as like the real only major snowboarding series from over the years. And it sucks because, you know, like we were mentioning a little earlier, there hasn't been a major one in, I want to say, 2012 or so. Yeah. And I guess SSX 3, I was kind of looking up, that kind of got like a re-release like on Xbox One. But, you know, that's not like a whole new game.
You know what? I just want to show up Paul, so I'm going to do a show-off mode on the track that he did.
Okay. Bring it on.
Just because I want to show him up.
Do you remember what Paul's score was? Or did he have a score, or was it just how far he made it? Or?
But I don't remember. I wasn't counting. It wasn't even bronze, so.
Not even rankable.
Nope, not even rankable. Did not finish. So this is the very first course on race and everything, race and show off. Mm-hmm. So just like any of the other show offs, you have all the bronze, silver, and gold amount of points.
So bronze is 25,000. And let's see here. Okay, and then your score's in the upper right there. So boom. Yeah, you're already busting out all these sick 360s. Oh, I know what game I was thinking of that was a great snowboarding game that I put a ton of time into on the 360. Amped 3. That's the one I was blanking on. And Amped 1 and 2 on original Xbox. But 3 on 360, that I put a ton of time into that game. Oh, my goodness. Really solid snowboarding controls. But then it had this ridiculous over-the-top story. It was a 360 launch game, and I put a ton of time into it.
Heck yeah.
Robot Chicken, you ever watch that over the years, Raven?
I have not.
I wasn't like a big fan, but I'd catch bits and pieces off TV over the years, but it had all these crazy like action figure and like claymation cinematics, and they went really creative and obscure for their for their cinematics. Let's see here. Well, you're already at 22,000. I think you're about to hit the bronze if you land this. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Bronze or 53. You like doubled your score with that trick. That was badass.
Gold.
Oh my gosh, heck. Get the Mario Kart victory sound for that.
Take that, Paul.
Yeah. Paul, boom.
I'm not even halfway through the course yet.
Gosh.
See, this is why this is my go-to trick. So when I'm just going straight, I just literally turn the board like this, because there's 1,000 points right there.
It's just like a nice little modifier that you can just link it up with another, just grab or flip, and all of a sudden you just see those points just
yep.
multiply like crazy.
Uber.
Oh my god.
That was there.
Boom.
Now, like, I doubled that, and the best thing is you can actually bypass the what was it? Gosh, like you do the same Ooh. Trick over and over again.
Hell yeah.
And you get less points, but you switch directions when you
Raven, you're like just doing some jump. Mastery right here.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, you switch up the directions and that's pretty much like making it a different trick, so you're not getting that repetitive penalty.
Yep.
Heck yeah. I've played so much Tony Hawk and they did this similar in Tony Hawk. Yeah, they'd penalize you if you do one trick over and over. And yeah, the cool thing, if I remember right, yeah, when you get that, when you do a tricky move or you max out the tricky meter and then Run DMC's tricky would play and you just jam out, right?
Yep.
Another big, wow, holy moly, you demolished that gold medal score.
Thank
holy
you.
Crap, 263,000.
And some rails you just kind of got to get on. Like, if I wasn't that good at tricks, I'd really want to get on the rails, though, because rails get you a lot of points for almost no experience.
And it's kind of like, oh, you're just easing your way into it. Just yep. These are good introductory type tricks.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved grinding rails in Tony Hawk. Those were a lot of fun and just syncing it up. Did this one have a manual move so you can like come off a rail and then continue the combo string to do it into a flip trick?
I don't think so. God. I don't think that was the case.
Gosh, yeah, the more and more Tony Hawk games that came out, they added these things so you could sync up all types of combos that you couldn't do in the previous games. And it's just like, all right, can you break a million points? All right, can you break a few million points? Yeah, so many memories playing those old school Tony Hawk games. Will Raven get to a 500,000 before the end of her run here?
Nope, this is the finish line.
Oh, finish right here. Unless you get one real, oh my god, uber big, so big trick.
No, I've been doing uber tricks this whole time.
Oh man, hey, there you go. Booyah. Applause. 386,000.
I want to go back in the video and see what Paul's score was.
Think he got 100,000? No, Bronze was 50,000. He didn't get that.
He didn't get 15,000.
Oh, well, new record. You got to lock that in, Raven.
Oh, I got a new record?
Yeah,
oh.
Look at that. All these years later. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I killed it.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't lose it at all. You still got it embroiled in
you. Nope, I just did
ya.
It better. Wow.
Heck yeah. Badass. Heck yeah.
I almost want to know what it was before, though. Oh, well.
Heck yeah. Well done. Well yeah. done. All right. Well, I think, do you need to do anything else to make sure this saves here?
Nope. It automatically saves.
All right. Well, I'm just going to do this real quick. Boom. There we go. Oh, hey. Well done. Good job. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, we got a little bit more show to wrap it up with here. We got one more segment. Paul had to step out a little bit. But before we get rolling along here, we are going to hear some words from our friends at EyeSight Drone Services.
What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you?
All right, we are back. Boom, look at that. Flawless, flawless. So, I'm going to wind it down the last couple segments for the show here. Just some GFBS plugs here for some other shows going on. Rumors Sports Bar and Grill owner BT was on the Wednesday GFBS interview this week to give the lowdown on their annual Big Kentucky Derby party happening tomorrow at Rumors Sports Bar and Grill in the Grand Cities Mall. And speaking of the Kentucky Derby, I know on yesterday's Fork Sports Highway, Monty had his annual Kentucky Derby preview and picks. Spectacular. He just went to town. Raven, you're our Fork Sports Highway weekly host. That was quite the show.
Yeah. We know Monty. He just loves his horses.
Yep. And I know so do you. But I got to follow up with you on that. Before we do, these are just a few of over a dozen shows we broadcast each and every week. You can find them by searching GFBS on your favorite podcast or social media app. So check them out. Another show happening later tonight on GFBS, Ikki Ichabod's Weird Cinema. He's going to be reviewing Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino's first movie. He has quite a bit to say about it. So, last segment of the show, like we do each and every episode on Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Quick takes, what you've been up to this week, gaming or non-gaming wise. Raven, I got to hear all about it. I know you had, speaking of horses, you were on quite the adventure last weekend.
Yes. Yep. Last weekend I went to the Minnesota Horse Expo.
Now, I know people, regular Fork Sports Highway listeners know you've talked about, you know, you being a horse owner and your many, many, your just horse adventures, equestrian experiences with that. Was this your first horse expo or have you been to others before?
This was my second. I did go one other time, but if I could do it every year, I would, because there's just so many vendors. There's a lot of, like, tack and stuff for sale, but they also have breed shows with different breeds of horses, so there's actually a lot to see and a lot to do. There's a lot of demonstrations. There's a lot of, like, training things going on. There's a lot of clinicians there. They're clinicians is, like you say, dog trainer, that's what it is. It's just kind of a fancier word for horses because everything involving horses is fancier, okay? Like you say, dog supplies, we have horse tack, you know? It's kind of...
Not a dog trick show, an equestrian show.
An equestrian show. Clinicians, I don't know. There's a lot of them. I can't really remember any off the top of my head, but every night there was a rodeo, and an actual rodeo.
Oh, heck yeah.
Every rodeo that I've seen in that arena at a Minnesota Horse Expo, it always outdoes itself because there's not only just bull riding. There's bronc riding. There's saddle bronc riding. There's team roping. There's even like an actual rodeo clown in a barrel just trying to have the bull hit the barrel. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Oh, I highly recommend
it. Sounds like you're in heaven for, was it like 2, 3, 4 days?
3 days.
Was it like a 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. kind of thing each day, just nonstop?
Yes. Yep. So the last thing of the day was the rodeo. But the rodeo started at like 7:30. So didn't get back to the hotel until like 10:30-ish. But it was really fun. I suggest going, even if you just like horses and you don't own one. It's quite the time.
Well, I'm thinking of, this has got me flashing back to going to, you know, we talked in the past about going to video game conventions and comic book conventions, so like that, but for the world of horses. So like just, I mean, yep. You being a horse owner, I can imagine you wanting to get first dibs checking out all the newest gear or getting deals on used or new gear. Just haggling.
Oh, yes.
Would you like haggle? Or would you bring stuff to trade?
No, I wouldn't. But there is something called the Bargain Barn. It's a giant garage sale in a barn that you can bring your stuff to, and they can... it's like a third party thing where they sell the stuff for you. Like the Minnesota Horse Expo doesn't pay you, but if it sells, they get like half of it. Like half of it's a donation. If they don't sell it, I'm not sure if you get it back or if they just take it as a donation. I'm not exactly sure, but there is a lot. Like I always spend quite a bit of money going in there, but I get a lot for my money. The Bargain Barn. This year, I actually waited in a line of people for like 20 minutes. It wasn't too long, but every single person that was going in the door was going to that.
Wow. Did you get some bargains?
Oh, yes.
Heck yeah. Gosh, well, that sounds awesome. Sounds like you had a blast. Oh, my God. You sound like you're in horse heaven.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of vendors. It's just always crazy. I like to shop.
Yep. Cons so. Rule. Cons rule. That's part of the deal about going to cons. You get, going to video game and comic cons. You got to get some merch. You got to get some goodies.
It's actually very close to a comic con with all the vendors that are there, and like then they just have this giant barn. Well, not really giant, but it's just all discounted stuff that's slightly used. It's awesome.
I got one final question for you about the Horse Expo. Huh. Did you wear a cowboy hat?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet you probably saw countless cowboy hats there.
I did. But just like with everything, there are certain times to wear stuff. So the only people that were actually wearing cowboy hats were the cowboys that were riding broncs. Like, actually participating in the rodeo.
Right.
Always, you know, the pickup men, cowboy hats, absolutely. Rodeo queens. Rodeo queens are wearing their hats. I don't usually wear mine unless, like, I'm out on the trails because right. It blocks the sun from every direction.
Oh, I guess, yeah. That's a good point. I was just thinking, like, oh, this would be the place to wear the cowboy hat at.
It was rainy, so I did not need to wear a cowboy hat.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, well, that sounds super, super awesome. I'm glad you had a blast. Any other quick ticks for you? Any games you've been up to lately? What's been your go-to game? Is it still Ark, or you got some new ones?
Nope. I have ADHD, so I kind of flip-flop between, like, games and, like, stuff in real life. And it's like I have a three-month attention span, so I'll be gaming on nothing but Ark for 3 months, and then I'll be gaming on, like, Xbox for nothing but 3 months. So this last 3 months, I'm kind of in the middle of it's just being nice out, so I am doing a lot of horse stuff out of the stables.
Hey, hell yeah. There you go. Well, yeah, Matt, after that crazy, I don't know how to describe this last winter. It's a nice winter. It's 30s and 40s. And now we're just going to keep 30s and 40s into April and May with an occasional nice day.
Well, it was a teaser. It was a teaser winter because I don't even consider what we had a winter.
Yeah, same here. I think there was a few traditional winter storms, but like they got so nice that like the days after it was like dissipated within days.
We didn't have a single blizzard.
I know we definitely had some big snow days, but maybe the wind wasn't high enough for it to be a blizzard.
Yeah. Nope, the wind wasn't high enough, and it slightly snowed all day. Usually, you've seen a North Dakota blizzard. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not. It's crazy to think, actually living here. Like, if you don't live in the Midwest, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Our winters are dreadful. Dreadful. Oh, yeah. And for us to say that we actually have not had a blizzard this entire winter makes me feel like the world's ending.
Yeah, I think mine has a couple of nasty days. I want to say it was like a 95% like very awesome winter here compared to what our usuals are. Yeah, you nailed it. Oh my gosh. I guess quick takes for myself. I was playing SSX3 on original Xbox and contesting mine to make sure it worked. I played Def Jam Fight for New York, I was alluding to a little earlier. So I was like, oh gosh, it's been forever since I played these games. And I got just a tote. I'm a dweeb. I got like a tote full of original Xbox games. And this is just a small sample of what I got. So yeah, so many good memories playing the Xbox. This is such a good idea, Raven. I'm glad we had a chance just to nerd out about original Xbox and play some original Xbox games here. So.
Oh yes, it's crazy to think though that yes, like video games and whatnot have better graphics and like pixelation's kind of gone, but this isn't bad.
No, yeah, this. Well, as you get through the years, over the years, and the games are aging better. You could tell it's definitely an older game, but yeah. it's not like looking at Pong or anything by any means.
Gosh, no.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is, yeah, and, you know, original Xbox, some of these games supported the earliest HD resolutions out there, so that helps them, too, in the aging process. You know, it's not like going to play, like, a PS1 or N64 game. Those games definitely do not age that well. If you try and revisit those, some of them do, but not a lot. But other quick takes, it's basketball, hockey playoffs are gone, so been and Twins are on roll, a lot of sports, but that's talk for Fork Sports Highway. And then a Horizon Chase Turbo, great arcade racing game. I'm playing that a little bit. So getting the racing mode now that racing season, well, it was supposed to be here like a month ago, but Devil's Lake Speedway, they've had a few straight rainouts. Hopefully it won't affect River City Speedway's debut a week from today.
It always does.
Yeah, we'll
it
see.
Always does. I do not expect the races to ever start when they say they're going to start. The first races of the year always get rained out, or always is too wet or too dry or too something. Never happens.
I know I've definitely getting some of a race fix watching plenty of, you know, NASCAR, World of Outlaws, F1. So still watching a bit, but super, super amped up and ready for it to hit the local tracks here. So yeah. We'll be there soon. It'll happen soon, and then we'll be in full race mode all season long. So, but I guess with that, we are going to, Raven, I want to make sure, give you a shout out. Thank you again for coming on. This is always a blast when you make it on.
Of course.
And like I said, you always have walk-on status. So if you have any idea for any game you want to play, let me know, and we'll make it happen.
Sounds good.
Why don't you give a plug to the show you're on here one more time, here where people can find you each and every week.
Yeah, I am a sports girl. Never thought that was going to happen. I know nothing about sports. I know more about games and more about movies than I do sports. But I'm a sports girl on Fork Sports Highway every Thursday night at 6:30, and I'm the comic relief. I know nothing about sports.
No, you know your sports logos now.
Logos, but yeah.
Yeah. No, hey, no, it's fun. We have a blast. It's like a bit of a controlled chaos, right? Yep. Or maybe sometimes not. But we have a lot of fun.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. So find Raven each and every Thursday night on GFBS, or anytime anywhere afterwards. Just search GFBS on your favorite podcast, social media apps, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube. We're everywhere. So, yeah, there you go. Fork Sports Highway, check it out. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in to today's episode of Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Many thanks again to today's sponsors, EyeSight, River Cinema 15, and the Shire Bar and Grill and Albatross Indoor Golf Club. Paul had to step out, but we'll give many thanks to Mr. High Roller Paul. Many thanks again to Equestrian Expert Raven. Many thanks to all of you for tuning in. And we'll give a shout out. You know, she couldn't join us today, but we'll always give a shout out to always absolute producer Katie. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, follow GFBS on all the social media podcast platforms. We will see you all in 2 weeks. I think we will be playing some more retro games in 2 weeks. I'm thinking either SNES or N64. If you've got a preference, let us know in the comments. That may sway my direction, I am thinking. Until then, thanks for having us part of your day. Have a great weekend, everyone. Peace out, yo!